This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Remember the children's game, Barrel of Monkeys? The House looks like they're playing it by amending tax bills to link them together. It starts with Bob Adley's Senate Bill 93, which cancels the education credit parents can claim on income tax returns if they also take the deductions for paying private school tuition.
All it does is stop a double dip on the private side.
And it would save the state $2.3 million a year. Simple idea until House Ways and Means amended it, tying approval to the passage of two other bills. One is HB 828, phasing out the corporate franchise tax. When that came up on the House floor, Ways and Means Chairman Joel Robideau amended it, hooking it to Katrina Jackson's HB 629. Jackson wasn't pleased.
When you tie a bill to someone else's bill, the body assumes that that person is supportive of the bill that's being amended. That is not the case here.
I'm trying to protect the budget that we're currently working on by saying that if your bill does not pass, then this bill does not pass.
Jackson's bill increases state revenue by $213 million. HB 828, now tied to it, decreases state revenue by $36.5 million. Jackson's bill is one of the tax bills Donahue's Senate Finance Committee is working on now. Until those bills move, House Ways and Means isn't going to take up the other bill tied to Adley's and the key link in the whole chain of monkeys. It creates a higher education student fee. They won't have to pay it, just assign their tax credit for it to their college, which gets the money for it from the state. Phantom fee, phantom credit, not so phantom monkeys. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.